Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, the impact of the late Penn High School teacher Josephine Davis is reminisced on by her daughter Trisha Smith, her granddaughter Emma Smith, and her best friend Anne McCollum Pendle. They also discuss their ties to South Bend and how it's connected. Here are Trisha, Emma, and Anne.
Your grandmother, Nani, and I were best friends for at least 63 years, and our parents, both of our parents, were best friends. And then along came Trisha and you.
Yeah, and I went to South Bend Adams, lived here for the first 18 years of my life, and everything still keeps coming full circle. I keep coming back to South Bend or to the area.
How do you feel knowing that I made it back to your old stomping grounds? Like, do you think it was meant to be, or do you think it was like a chance thing?
Oh, I think there was something at play in the universe that brought you here, especially the fact that you're living right next door to my mother's best friend.
Yeah,
that's what I love about it, that you're getting to see South Bend sort of as I saw it, even though it's changed quite a bit, but as a young person, getting to experience it not just as my hometown, but now through your own experiences.
Right. Because I only remember this place from when I was a kid and we used to drive here to see Nani. And I remember driving by her house, and Anne said this too, it looked like she would walk right out. And then like in that moment, I was like, I felt really comfortable.
Yeah.
Like there are ways history repeats itself and patterns that keep showing up. And obviously this place and then our families are pretty tied. They're tied pretty close, I'd say.
Oh, absolutely. We're tied to this place. And you know, even with Notre Dame, I mean, my love for the university and sports and all things, you know.
The East Race thing freaked me out because I thought there was a car underwater. Remember, you were driving me
it
around
was
and
hilarious.
I was like,
we were coming through downtown and she was like, oh my God, somebody turned their car over. I'm like, honey, it's just the, you know, part of the obstacle course for the kayaks and things.
I thought someone had perished.
Yeah, she got very upset.
In the St. Joe River. Okay.
McCree's Deli, not to give somebody else a plug, but that is such a huge part of my childhood.
Yeah. I actually had a sandwich the other day.
Yeah, I had, I was never a cake person, and my mother was a Martorana. She was very Italian. And instead of cakes, she would either get, a rum cake, which was very different, or she would buy cannoli for my birthday, and she would stack them up and put candles in the ends. And I would have cannoli for my birthday, and McCree's always had the best cannoli in the area. And, you know, growing up, when she had the floral shop, and McCree's was right down on Grape Road, you know, I used to walk down there. I was like 10, 11. I used to walk down and get a sausage sandwich because it was the greatest thing ever. You know,
and I think it's unusual for a family that you know several generations that they are all so close. But then once again, that generated from Nani, from Jay.
But no, but she is the number one reason why we why we're here right now.
Right, that's why we're tied to the Michiana area.
Yeah,
you know, and Mishawaka too, because she taught in Mishawaka for 27 years. And people still remember her when I say Penn High School, and they're like, oh, and I'm like Jay Davis. They're like, oh, I remember her. She was one of those teachers who was mother, mentor, friend, educator, everything to these kids. And I mean, I remember, you know, in the 80s, there were students that she would bring home with us because a lot of them were in very abusive households and, you know, terrible situations. And we had students, I mean, I remember sharing my room. Of course, you can't do that nowadays, but my mother saved people. You know, she was just an incredibly giving, good-hearted person. When the first time she had cancer, I took over her classroom. She had chemo, so I actually subbed in her class for 2 months. And I remember one of her students sort of leaning back in his chair and closing his eyes. And I looked at him, I go, what are you doing? He said, I just, no offense, he goes, but I'm just imagining that you're your mom. I miss her.
Aww,
and I mean, this is a
sweet
student saying this in school. Yeah. And at my mother's funeral, there were so many students who came through and they hugged me and they said, if it was not for your mother, I would not be married, I would not have children, I would not have gone to college, I would not be where I am right now if it wasn't for your mother. You know, she was an amazing presence.
Yeah.
And we're all better for having her
That's
around.
True. Aww, group hug.
That was Trisha, Emma, and Anne talking about the late Penn High School teacher Josephine Davis and their ties to South Bend. Michiana Stories can be heard Mondays at 7:45 during Morning Edition and at 4:45 during All Things Considered. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.